بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله النبي الكريم أما بعد. With regards to the importance of time, Hazrat Fuzail ibn Ayaz rahmatullah alayhi has said that I know such people who kept a record of every act they had done between the two Fridays. Even if there is a need to visit some pious personality, let our visits remain brief, and after our queries have been attended to, respectfully leave, because by sitting excessively for long periods impacts upon the ma'mulat of the pious also. The Ahlullah will not say anything, but their hearts will be in turmoil, in that valuable time will be lost through futilities. Shaykh al-Hadith Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to have his food liquidized so that more time can be afforded to the service of Deen. Our elders advised the students that even whilst returning to their rooms or going to the masjid, they should walk in solitude and engage themselves in tilawat or the dhikr of Allah. Walking together and engaging in futile gossip creates a barrier to the effulgence that emanates through the learning of Deen. A further point emphasized by our pious is that time requires to be made in our lives to read and study the works of our pious predecessors. Unfortunately, due to overeating and excesses in speech, this has resulted in the lack of courage. Thereafter, this leads to being content with whatever little that was acquired, and there is no need perceived to progress further. Another very important point which requires to be shared is that many of us, we go to work in our vehicles, we listen to the news, we listen to Qiraat, and we listen to Naats. Whilst this is acceptable, bear in mind that let us make an effort to be involved in the recitation of the third kalima, involved in the recitation of Durood Sharif and Istighfar. Let us make some effort so that we can utilize these bounties in attaining the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very important, that a mindset requires to be made, and we require to change our habits and our attitude and make sure that we involve ourselves in those activities that earn the pleasure and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala grant all of us the tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.